Hey, this is Tom Webster, and believe it or not, this is I Hear Things. Sort of. So a couple of weeks ago, I announced that I would be leaving Edison Research this month, May 2022, if you're keeping score, and I hope you are, that I would be leaving Edison to really to double down on digital audio and podcasting in particular. Well, friends, here comes that doubling. On June 1st, I am joining Sounds Profitable as partner, teaming up with Brian Barletta to help build something to make the podcasting space better for everyone. Now, as a part of that, I Hear Things and its companion podcast, which you are listening to now, will then be under the umbrella of Sounds Profitable, where I will be a regular contributor. But this is about a lot more than a newsletter. If you'll forgive a brief walk down memory lane, I started my media career and media research career a couple of decades ago, primarily in the radio industry. I've had the privilege of providing insights for some of the biggest radio stations in the world, from Z100 in New York to J-Wave in Tokyo. And I've done audience research for some of the best talent in audio, really. Howard Stern, who I continue to think is really the best interviewer. Elvis Duran, Bob and Tom, even RuPaul. In 2004, I listened to my first podcast, and I'm pretty sure it was Todd Cochran's Geek News Central. Now, was Todd Cochran the next Elvis Duran? No, sorry, Todd, but you know that. But could I hear that content anywhere on the radio in America? No, I could not. I was hooked. And this was what I wanted to do when I grew up. Now, early on, it was the content that attracted me personally to the space. But my business brain was more intrigued by the behavior that podcasting enabled. The ability to listen to whatever you wanted, whenever, and wherever. I mean, why would that not be huge? It wasn't rocket surgery, to quote my friend Chris Brogan. I wanted to work in this nascent industry. But there really wasn't an industry at that time. So I set out in my own humble way to play a small role in building one. Now today, over 100 million Americans listen to a podcast every month. And you know that because Edison Research has measured the space reliably for 16 years and will continue to do so. Edison has also measured the space in Canada and Australia, Germany, the UK, South Africa. With credible measurement comes the stability upon which the foundations of an industry can be built. And I'm incredibly proud of my small role in that. So we've got an industry. Well, now what? Well, now we compete. In the early days of an industry, people often compete based on information arbitrage, when buyers and sellers have incomplete information, right? When sellers know more than the buyers. Now, that used to be true in car sales. And nobody liked buying a car in that era. If you did, I would like to interest you in an extended warranty for this podcast in case it breaks on you after the manufacturer's warranty has expired. Now, podcasting has had its fair share of this, believe me. But it's time for us to do better, right? It's time for us to get beyond that. Brian Barletta and I don't just want to write a newsletter. We want to make podcasting better. And those aren't empty words. Brian proves it right here every week in Sounds Profitable. He is exactly who you think he is, a tireless advocate for making the space better for everyone. Now, to date, this space has done this through the lens of ad tech and monetization, but that's really just the first leg of this odyssey. With Brian's deep knowledge of the advertising and technology side of podcasting and my years of expertise on the branding and audience development side, I think we can do together what neither of us could do alone. Ultimately, Brian and I have a shared vision to improve podcasting by tirelessly advocating for transparency, access, inclusion, and fair play. We want podcasts to be measured accurately and consistently. We want the core fundamentals of the podcast business to be available to anyone who wants to learn them. We want creators and executives at the highest levels in podcasting to be as diverse as the incredible audience for podcasting. And we want podcasting companies and independents alike to be able to profit from their efforts in a fair marketplace. Our mission is simple. It's audacious, but simple. We want to set the course for the future of the audio business. We thought about destroy all monsters, but that didn't work in Japan. The new Sounds Profitable is going to be founded on four basic pillars. Number one, insightful content about all aspects of the industry from Brian, from me, and our incredibly diverse collection of the brightest minds in podcasting. Number two, industry-leading research, starting with our very first study, The Creators. You'll hear more about that soon. And the new Sounds Profitable quarterly research series with our partners at Edison, designed to answer the most pressing industry questions with free and open access for all. Number three, unmissable events where content producers, account managers, brand managers, and executives representing both buyers and sellers can interact, learn from each other, and make some deals. And finally, peerless advisory services from Brian and I, designed to keep your company in touch with the state of the art in the podcasting business and to brief us about your latest developments. We are already getting started on all four of these efforts. Indeed, if you are already a Sounds Profitable sponsor, Brian has probably already reached out to you about one or more of these. A Sounds Profitable sponsorship, by the way, is the entry ticket to all of these offerings. And I was a sponsor before I was Brian's partner. And it's your best means to gain priority access to our research and event opportunities, as well as to lock in consulting time. We were thinking about maybe making all of this an NFT, but A, we couldn't decide on a cute animal. And B, I want to live with myself. So let's just roll with sponsorship. I hope you'll forgive a little bit of plugging there. Brian and I have always been and will continue to be focused on providing as much freely available information and insight as we can in the service of leveling up this space and the companies that serve it. We want the same things, to create a playground that supports as many ambitions in this space as possible, just as it's given us a wonderful career. And we're going to get there by making the playing field bigger, the players more diverse, and the game as fair as it can be. We will advocate for you, and I hope in turn that you will support us. I'm Tom Webster, and this has been I Hear Things Sounds Profitably. We'll see you soon.